Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we do have Ziggy in the studio as well. We'll see if he ribbits or if he answers our questions. I have decided to call him a he. I have a dislike of the robotics, like Will Smith did in iRobot. So, but I'm just gonna acquiesce. And he's, I just gotta call him a he. Well. It's not an it, even though it's an it. So he is in the studio with us as well, and we'll see if he answers when we give him the action word there,
right?
Of Ziggy, and which again I didn't name him that. That's what Amazon Alexa gives you the options for.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't come up with that myself, Dennis.
I thought
I would be much cooler.
I thought you could type something in and it would take it.
You know, I didn't double check that, but it looked like they gave me a list of options that I had, and that was the only one that was odd enough because I would use computer, but of course for a computer talk show that would cause a problem. So, as usual and customary, we have news you can use here, we think, technology news, and we want to make you aware of it. So what do you got you want to bring up there, Dennis?
I've got something that is lighting the world of BMWs on fire.
The ultimate driving machine?
The ultimate driving machine is the ultimate driving people crazy.
Oh, no.
Here's what happens. Yes. On BMWs built after 2020, I think.
Uh-huh.
They have a dashboard display in the middle of the dashboard. Yeah, it's the infotainment thing. Mm-hmm. You use the radio and all that.
Yeah.
Well, occasionally they send out animations that play on this screen.
Right.
And in the past, they've done it for things like holidays, you know, Christmas or whatever. Yeah. Okay. That's okay. It's nice. It's fun.
Yeah.
You tap out of it and you drive. Okay. Yeah. Well, this week, BMW sent out an animation advertising the movie Superman.
Superman.
Brand New Day.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Spider-Man, Brand New Day that just came out.
Unbelievable.
And they sent this out to all the owners of these late model cars that have this particular system in them.
You can't get away from anything.
They just don't know how to stop.
Right.
And I mean, it's just insane. And I'm telling you, the BMW world, like I said, it's on fire. People are furious.
As well they should be.
Yeah. And the real kicker is BMW says that this is not an ad. It is a
this
special
is not an
surprise.
Ad you're seeing. It's like these are not the droids you're looking for. This is not the ad you're experiencing.
Yeah. What they've said is that it is a special surprise for the car owners.
Oh, thanks. That's so great. I would love to have that just show up on my screen. I don't drive a BMW, but if my car did that, I'd be really upset. Now, we did ask Ziggy before the show started if there was a way to turn it off, and there is.
There are some kind of settings where you can opt out of the notification that comes up.
Right.
The ad and the animation will still get delivered to the car.
Right.
and it may show up somewhere in that infotainment system, and I can't really tell you where it would be,
right?
But it will be in there, but the notification that would make it appear on your display would not come up if you change
if
these
you go
settings.
Into these settings. And the thing about these cars these days is it takes a long time to figure out how to find these settings, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, just on my own car, I mean, just pairing up a new phone with Bluetooth.
It's a disaster, right? I know. It's crazy. So, and I recall some other stories we've had with BMW where, like, you could buy the BMW and it has the heated steering wheel, but you got to pay a monthly fee for it.
No.
Yeah. They want to rent the technology to you. You know, it's getting nuts. They want to be like Vizio TVs, where they make more money on the telling, you know, collecting what you're watching than they actually make on selling the TVs. So, all right, BMW, way to make your customers happy. Here's another one. So, Texas, they have halted data center connections to the power grid.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is interesting because less than a year ago, they were declaring, Texas was, that they were the epicenter of AI development.
Yes, and they were really proud of it.
Yay, rah, rah. Great. Except now, the governor is going to have to declare a moratorium, and here's the reason why. And this is the thing that drives me nuts. It doesn't really take a rocket scientist. I mean, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, and I could figure this out and wouldn't require any kind of special knowledge. Basically, they have 1,800 projects right now in queue. These are data center. 1,800 interconnection projects that represent 474 gigawatts of required power to run. To put that in perspective, that would be more than five times Texas's peak record electricity demand.
What?
Yeah. And according to Ziggy, we checked with him this morning, Texas is the largest consumer of electricity in the United States already. So,
wow.
Does it take a rocket scientist to realize this isn't going to work?
Well,
I mean, you don't have enough hamsters to spin the wheels.
Right. And what it means is that if they were to approve all of these, they would be taking their normal electrical load every day and changing it to six times its peak load on one particular day.
That would be a big upgrade they got to do to their infrastructure just to manage
They'd have to build a dozen power plants.
Exactly. And, of course, who's going to cover the cost is the issue. So, you could fix this problem. Again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm not sure what you're charging for interconnections, but clearly you're not charging enough.
No.
Right? If you've got so much demand that it's going to be six times your capacity, you clearly have to crank up that connection fee or consider what Oregon is doing and have a 30% premium on data center power consumption and crypto mining so that it becomes more of a math problem that makes sense. But to actually have to put a moratorium and say, hey, guys, we can't do this. Well, I knew you couldn't do this when it was one time more. How come it had to take to get to five times before you said, hey, we should probably put the brakes on this? Again, and try to understand, I am not against data centers.
Well, no, we're not.
We're geeks. We love what data centers do, right? They're going to make our lives better, we hope. They're going to give us great knowledge. They're going to give us this great AI technology. We get to watch our Spider-Man movie on a stream.
Right.
We get to buy our Amazon on a stream. You get to have your DoorDash guy drop off your ice cream thanks to a data center. I would never do it because who wants to pay $20 to have your $10 ice cream delivered? But that's what the Utes are doing. You wouldn't do it without a data center, right?
Right.
So we're not anti-data center. We're pragmatic people here. Economics matter. Well, and unfortunately, politicians don't understand math if it takes you five times to realize it.
I mean, you can't blow up your entire power infrastructure just for that.
We're the epicenter of data centers. Are you now? You're going to be a gaping hole. So we'll put this story up there. It's from our friends over at Ars Technica. But it's just... You can't make it up, right? You got to plan for these things. And again, it would seem politicians just don't understand how to plan.
Well,
or government
in
general.
There's a surprise.
Yeah. You're not charging enough, clearly, for these interconnections. Because if you did, they would be like, So what else you got there, Dennis?
Oh, I have a story about guy at CBS News. He just started there this year.
Yeah.
And he went on, well, he went on the CBS News one night, and he also has released his own Instagram.
Yeah.
About a scam that he fell for.
Oh, boy.
At least to a point.
Yeah.
And he's pretty honest about it, which is very good. What happened was that he got a phone call, ostensibly from his bank.
Wait a minute. Has he not listened to our show, Dennis?
No.
What do we tell people when they get phone calls from companies that don't give a crap about them?
Hang up and then call them using a phone number that you've gained independently.
Right. So had he listened to our show, this would be all over. He wouldn't even have a story.
That would be the end of it.
But what did he do? What did he do, Dennis?
He was told by them that there's somebody that's incrementally taking money out of his account. And
incrementally?
Yes.
Drip, drip, drip.
Right.
Yeah.
And they gave him some details about himself and his account.
Available on the dark web.
They obviously got that information from a breach or two or three.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is why breaches are important. That's why I try to tell Brian on the morning show why these breaches are an issue, because that's what the bad guys do. They collect as much data as they can to make it look like they're legit.
Right. And they use that information, and they did a good job with it this time.
This is a report for CBS.
What they wanted him to do ultimately was to get him to take all of his money out of the bank.
Right.
And then walk out. And obviously they were, well, I say obviously, but they were probably going to physically rob him because they knew where he was. They're talking to him, and they know which branch he walked into and all of that.
Right.
So they can physically track him.
Yeah.
And they were probably going to rob him.
Maybe. Yeah.
Now, what happened with him was he walked up to the teller counter at this bank branch.
He's got the
bad guys on the phone.
Right.
And he finally caught on that there was something not right about this.
Yeah.
One of the things that he said really got to him was the fact that he was told on the phone, don't tell anybody that you're doing this. Don't let on that this is what's going on here.
Right. And thankfully, I think tellers are also trained these days to say, this doesn't make any sense, what you're asking to take all your money out.
They have been trained. As a matter of fact, in a previous work life, I was a bank teller that prevented somebody from getting taken in a similar scam.
Wow.
And this was quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
So
These are old scams.
It's really an old scam, but it's a new turn on it because people are doing it from, somewhere in the third world, and they're using all of this breach data to convince people to go along with it.
Yeah, because they have enough
information. And that wasn't available to people before.
And they can use your cell phone. They can actually spoof a number that says you're from Bank of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like you're legit. You've got all the information. You got account numbers. You got routing numbers. The routing numbers are available online, anyways.
Well, yeah.
But most of your if your information's been in a breach, they're going to use it. So our point is, again, I'll say it again and again and again. Zero companies care about you.
They don't.
I wish they did, but they don't. So any reach out at all of any kind of any type, you have to be skeptical.
You do.
So, and some of them could be legit. You could receive a text that might be legit, but assume it's not. And don't use the text to confirm if it's legit or not.
Right. And if somebody calls you, don't call back the phone number that they gave you.
Right.
Look up independently what the phone number is and then find out.
So he's got it. We'll put a link to his story and you can see. Now, is he a young guy? You said he's a brand new reporter over there.
Well, he's new to CBS News, but he's... I don't know. I don't know how old he is. Maybe 40s.
Oh, then he has no excuse. What a ding-a-ling. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, well, you know what?
I mean, these are very convincing scams.
If you listen to what he says about it, he'd be the first person to say, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
He said right out loud, I should have known better.
You just got to assume these companies don't care about you. If you start with that, you're good. We're going to step out for a break. We've got three lines open for you. 860-522-9842. When does a bank ever care about you? This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. I hear it's back to school time. That's what our theme is today from Carolyn. So she's got a method to her madness almost every Saturday. So, and we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, but we're going to get right to your calls because Alan in Glastonbury will be up first. Alan, what's cooking?
Hi. You can hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I have a 3-year-old HP desktop. Starting a few weeks ago, I started getting blue screens of death about once a day or so. I tried to write down what it says. One time it was kernel security check failure, and at another time it was kernel mode heap corruption.
Hmm.
And do you want me to describe what I've tried to do so far, or do you just want to take over?
Well, no, go ahead and tell us what you've done, because there's a lot of different things you can do.
Yeah.
So with the heap corruption, you know, I asked Google what to do, and they said, one, reinstall your graphic driver. So I deleted the driver and restarted, and Windows installed a generic display adapter driver.
Mm-hmm.
I ran a memory check,
yes.
mdsced.exe, yep. And I ran...
what happened with those scans? Did they come back good or bad?
Everything I've done came back good.
All right.
SFC and DISM scans.
Mm-hmm.
I did all that.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Then with the other error, the check failure, something DISM to repair system files.
Yep.
And I think that's about as far as I got. Nothing came back bad, but I continue to get a crash.
Yep.
Every day or so.
I think it's heat related.
Yeah.
Heat.
Yep. Have you checked to see if you got a dust buildup on your old computer there?
I have not. So, just like, look at the fan.
Yeah, I'm thinking the CPU is overheating or the system is overheating in some way because you check the other things. Well, unless you have another idea, Dennis.
No, that's what I was thinking of.
So most likely it's that. Where is your computer located? Is it in a cabinet? Does it get good airflow?
I've got a computer desk and there's a well it's not great for heat.
Yep, I bet you it's overheating and it's just causing an issue, and especially if in this weather, maybe you don't have maybe you're a little warmer in the home too. It's going to contribute.
Well, we have air, but a little warmer than normal. Sure.
Yeah, because we can't afford electricity in Connecticut. What are you kidding me? So you got to keep it at 78, right? I would tell you to blow out that machine, give it some good airflow. I bet you that'll reduce the blue screen crashes because the heat's going to do it. If everything else tests correct, that's the only place I can go.
Okay, yeah. So if it was a hardware problem, those check things should have highlighted.
Oh, if it was a memory problem, you would have found that out when you ran that memory test. That's like almost an unassailable test.
Yeah.
Okay. So, one issue with the memory, it sort of does the test twice.
Yes.
And it takes and the first one was fine, and then when it finishes the second one, it reboots.
Yep.
And I'm not watching it, so I assume the second one's fine. I don't get any. It says it's supposed to get an error report, but I didn't actually see an error report.
Wait a minute.
I'm just assuming the second test was fine as well.
So you weren't sitting next to the patient and trying to diagnose the problem the whole time? You weren't sitting there watching the test go?
Memory test can go for a couple hours.
Well, that's our job, Dennis, right? We sit there and take care of the patient. No, most likely you would see something that would give you an error. It wouldn't reboot cleanly like that if you had a problem, right?
Quite the opposite. If there was a problem, it would stop
yeah.
and it would show it. So, yeah. So I would think okay. I would think the fact that it continued means that there were no findings.
Yep, it's overheating. And yeah. And unfortunately, the Googles don't know that kind of stuff because there's a difference between data and wisdom, right? Or knowledge and wisdom. Right?
Okay. Well, that's a great solution. It sounds a lot cheaper than buying new memory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These days it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I would bet you it's heat. All right,
okay,
Alan?
That was my only question. All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. We're back here next Saturday if you want to lodge a complaint if it didn't work.
Okay.
All right. You got it. All right. So he's going to cool off his computer. That is an issue. Heat is a problem with computers, and sometimes it just manifests in a blue screen. Frankly, the only reason I know it's the case is because it happens on my machine. And of course, that experience is common with a lot of folks. So everything we're going to talk about today is posted over at computertalkwithtab.com, so you don't have to Google it. Because what can happen is if you Google it, you can end up in some dark corner of the interwebs and click on something that's going to deliver bad stuff to your computer. Because some of the stuff we might recommend is a utility or something like that. You mistype it, you put in the wrong character, and you could find yourself in a bad spot. So go to computertalkwithtab.com for any of the links, or go to our Facebook page over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. Ask to join. If you're not a crackpot, you're welcome to join. And our links are posted there by Mike G during the show. And of course, you can always listen to the program on the Odyssey app, right? So it's a pretty cool app. You download it to your phone or your device, and you can go ahead and listen to the show that way. So you don't ever have to worry about the signal, as it were. You know, AM radio, Dennis, is kind of, it can be kind of funky sometimes. We don't want to get rid of it.
No,
we don't
want to
get rid of it because without we need that type of communication. You've seen every sci-fi dystopia movie, right? They're always using like Morse code. So you got to keep AM radio. Yes. But if you want to use something cool too, the Odyssey app works. We'll be right back.
All right. Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
All right. We are back. And we're here till 11 o'clock. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We have no guests this show, but I am efforting to get Peter Kelly Detweiler on the show to talk about Oregon's 30% premium they're going to charge to data center and Bitcoin miners to consume electricity, which seems like a good idea to me. Make them pay. If data centers and Bitcoin is such a great idea, they should be happy to pay the premium.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it doesn't cost the rest of us anything to run your business, I'm good with it. Let's go to Mark in East Heartland. What's going on, Mark?
All right. Yesterday, I have a CC Cleaner, and I used Duplicate Finder, and I deleted some files. Now, at the bottom of the screen, when I click on the Windows icon, I can't get the settings, or I can't get to Word. You know, I can't get anything to show up.
Oh, you broke some stuff, huh?
Apparently, I did.
Did you? Were you running out of? Let's just start first with why you ran CC Cleaner in the first place. Were you running out of space?
Well, I had a bunch of USB drives with duplicate stuff on. I was trying to clean it up, and apparently, it cleaned everything.
It went to all your drives.
Yes.
Mm.
Ooh. Okay. Well. All right. Now, when you say you can't get to your settings, what you mean is that there's no start button that you can click?
When I click the Windows icon at the bottom,
yeah.
It comes up where I can click on settings, but when right. I click on it, nothing happens.
Nothing happens. All right. Okay. We can find a fix for that.
Yeah, because, can you just run the system file checker and put everything back?
You can, but there might be a quicker way to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to...
That's why you're here.
I kind of vaguely remember doing that for somebody, so I'm going to see if I can remember how I did it.
All right, yeah, so there's a way around it. But otherwise, there's a utility that you can run that should put everything back that might have been deleted. This is the danger of being a computer neatnik, I call it. It's not worth the cleaning. And CC Cleaner, too, is that even still a legit tool these days, or is it? Do you find it?
I almost never use it.
Yeah.
Except in number one, I always use it in its portable form.
Mm.
I don't install it as a program on the computer because it just nags you for other stuff.
Yeah.
But I only run it when I know that there is a lot that needs to be cleaned up and it's got to get done quickly.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's really the reason to use it. But
all right. So Dennis is looking for his solution to help you get back quicker, which
that
I can't.
Would be great.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what he's going to come up with or what.
It's a PowerShell commandlet.
Commandlet?
Well, that's what they call them.
I'm so glad I'm not involved in the syntax of this stuff anymore. Commandlet. That doesn't even sound like a word.
Yeah, it's what you do is you open PowerShell as an administrator and you type in a command.
All right. No, I get that.
We'll have to find a good article that explains how to do it.
So you got that. So you're going to get into PowerShell, Mark. See what your computer neatnik thing happened here? Now, before you know it, you got to type in a PowerShell command on a commandlet level.
Okay, how do I do that?
Yeah, we're gonna put the instructions in an article that'll
tell you how to do it.
Because it's something you're going to have to follow. But again, System File Checker, you can do that as well, right? If you want to. That should put it all back, Dennis?
It might, but it will take a lot longer.
Yeah.
Even if it works, it'll take a while.
All right. So this is probably the better way to go. Dennis is definitely pushing this commandlet approach. So we'll put a link up there for you on Computer Talk with Tab. We're not going to waste too much airtime to explain the process or the commandlet command for you to put your files back. But that should take care of it once we get the link out there for you, Mark, okay?
Okay, so I just go to Computer Talk with Tab?
ComputerTalkWithTab.com or thenameoftheshow.com because that works too.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mark.
All right.
Bye-bye. It can get you in trouble when you're doing some cleanup. You really got to be sure of what you're doing.
Yeah, back in the day, I used to use these cleanup tools, but
yeah, well, we had small drives back in the day.
Yeah, and you just don't need it that much. Also, Windows has built-in what they call Storage Sense.
Yeah,
and it will periodically remove stuff that it knows can be removed,
like deduplication technology.
Yeah. Yeah, but only in particular locations, not in your own user data.
Right.
It won't delete things from your desktop files or your documents, but it will look in places that stuff gets collected where it shouldn't, and it will try to purge some of that.
Right. And he was trying to clean up a USB drive, so you got to make sure you target the tool the right way.
Right.
So as we wait for your calls, 860-522-9842, I got a story for you. I love these stories if you listen to the show at all. Microsoft. Yes, Microsoft. It's telling its engineers to curb their token-burning enthusiasm, as only the register can put it. So they want results from Copilot, not impressive-looking consumption figures. This is Microsoft telling its engineers not to waste Copilot tokens. You can't make it up. You really couldn't. You can't make it up in a million years. It's concerned about, believe it or not, cost.
What?
Yeah.
One of the biggest companies in the world with more cash on hand than a lot of entire nations.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're worried about costs.
And they want to be an AI first company, and they want you to buy their AI Copilot.
But they don't want their own employees to use the AI.
You can't make it up. In an email seen by 404 Media, Microsoft Executive Vice President Jay Parakh warned that individual divisions would be given targets and could face restrictions. Token maxing is not what we are optimizing for. I want all of us focused on maximizing outcomes, which makes sense. The move the needle, that move the needle for the customers and the businesses. Of course, that makes good sense. But of course, people who work there find they see the irony of the whole thing, right? So basically, it was an anonymous engineer staffer that told 404 Media, "This really feels like the ultimate admission that we, as hosts of AI infrastructure, can't afford our own AI products." And if that's even partially the case, how could the companies we sell it to manage? Right. This shouldn't even be a story. This shouldn't even be occurring. The fact that an executive vice president of Microsoft would tell its own engineers, stop burning through tokens. Now, who knows what they're doing, but this is the problem with AI. You can see a lot of stories out there about the cost when you start ripping through and you have to pay these additional costs as you rip through your tokens. You get an allotment, right? So if you ask it questions and trying to get it to do things, it costs tokens. And these tokens then cost dollars.
Right. And that's why I was going to interject about the jargon in there, token maxing.
Yeah.
Is when, you know, people, you know, they, maybe they know they have 50 tokens a month, let's say.
Right.
And they make sure that they use those 50 by the end of the month.
Because they've been told by the company, yep, right, to leverage AI. AI, they're saying they want to be an AI first company. Well, you got to have results, guys. And that's what the vice president is saying. Just using AI for the sake of using AI doesn't necessarily get you a result.
Right.
So
don't use it just to use up your 50 tokens or whatever the number is.
Exactly. But that shouldn't be a thing, right, Dennis? If AI is such a good idea.
I would think that if it's a good idea, that they would be happy to let you use your whole allotment.
Yeah.
If you need it, you need it. Use it. Go ahead.
Who cares if it doesn't actually produce results? Yeah, you just can't make this stuff up, right? So, again, we agree AI is a thing. We agree AI is going to be a good future thing. But if Microsoft is saying this, there's a problem. And to me, the problem is it's bubbly, right? This is a bubblish thing. When you talk about all the enthusiasm, you've got OpenAI kind of sort of warning about the fact that its AI attacked another AI, right?
And didn't Claude also attack another AI?
Of course it did, because the marketing divisions wouldn't have a job if they weren't saying the same thing. But again, our AI is so smart. Look at it. It breaks out of containment and attacks other AIs. That's how smart it is. Oh, we should also be concerned. No, you guys didn't program the containment properly. And then you made it a marketing thing. Why did you have to do that? That's my point. If this is such a good idea, why do you have to keep telling us what a good idea it is? Right? And then you get Microsoft telling its own people that it's not a good idea unless you get results. Right? Well, that would make sense to me, too. You want results. So we'll put this article out here, and you can take a look at it. But it is quite interesting that Microsoft has this problem. And I just find it funny. I'm not anti-AI. I would get nailed for talking about the cloud, too.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You can afford the cloud, by the way. You know, if you want to put a server in the cloud right now, it's $3,000, $4,000 a month to put your server in the cloud.
Yes, and it is a lot of money.
And people, if you're a small business, you know, sub 200 people in your company, dropping $4,000 a month on a server versus the old days of spending just $4,000 on a server, the math doesn't math. So it is what it is. So we're going to go to, we got a call from New Jersey. It just says mobile. Oh, no, it's coming. It's calling in right now. So Carolyn's getting the call. So while she's getting the call, I'll give her another hard time and we'll take a quick break. She'll take your information. We'll step out for a quick break and then we'll get back to your calls. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. Oh, boy. That's definitely school. That just gave me some weird PTSD, actually. Yikes.
I know. No, we're going to talk about that because I've gone into high schools with some of the jobs I've had.
Yeah.
And those bells, they range from a doorbell to a World War II air raid siren.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how these kids do it every day because I'm now, what, 10 years older than them? And they're watching me cower in the corner and they're like, girl, that just means we can go to lunch now. Or yeah. Get off the floor.
That's the lunch bell. Yeah. Get out from under the desk.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. All right. We're here till 11 o'clock to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Let's go to Adrian. Next, what's going on, Adrian, Florida?
Good morning. And thank you so much for your program. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
So I have a question. I'm just wondering, why did Webroot fall in disfavor with you all? Because I had a Webroot account
yeah.
I got because you had suggested it.
Sure.
And then I had it for a few years.
Yeah.
And then one day I thought to check the scans or check my account. And it said zero scans.
Mm.
And so I called them and they said, oh, yeah. Blah, blah. And they were offering me something else. And I just kind of dropped the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I cannot delete my account.
Can't delete it?
Allow me to delete my account.
Oh, I can't uninstall it. Yeah. That's one of the reasons. So it fell in disfavor for me when in a cold day in December, Matt Lauer, believe it or not, as I was watching the Today Show, Matt Lauer, the famous Matt Lauer there, we won't talk about him too much, announced that a antivirus tool had decided that Microsoft itself was a virus. And so basically Webroot had put out an update that said these Windows files were viruses, and it started impacting hundreds of thousands of computers across the world. So, and I almost spit my coffee out when he said it, because I'm like, we've got thousands of systems running Webroot.
Oh, and the important point to think about then was that 5 years before, I think, McAfee's antivirus had done it almost exactly the same thing.
Right.
So this was a scenario that they should have been familiar with.
Right. And to even make it even sadder, the main guy at McAfee, or how you say it, then went on to CrowdStrike and brought us the same exact problem with CrowdStrike.
Right.
That same guy at McAfee. So everyone sees Windows the same way we do, it seems. I'm just kidding. But what that's what they're doing. They're actually, they did that. They broke a lot of our operating systems with their antivirus tool. So long ago, since then, we have told you to use the built-in Windows Defender because Microsoft themselves bought a company called DICE, I think it was called.
Yeah, something like that.
And they had a good AV, I guess, good enough for Microsoft, and they've incorporated it into their system. Now, we used to also joke about it being the Fox Garden of Headhounds there, having a Microsoft product protect a Microsoft product. But it'll probably be less likely for Microsoft to do what Webroot and CrowdStrike and McAfee did.
Right, because they're already familiar with the OS and the file structure, and they know enough to stay away from certain files.
You'd think.
But it's worked.
Yeah, and we can put the Webroot removal tool up for you to be able to remove that tool from your system. Then just go ahead and don't buy anything else. The Defender will work as long as, and we say this, you need to do two things. You can use the Defender as long as you're prophylactically protecting yourself by using OpenDNS when you're on the interwebs.
Okay.
Have you been doing that?
No.
Okay. Then you're not.
I don't go on many sites. I you know, I'm retired. I don't go on many sites. I just kind of do my thing. And
No.
I'm really careful.
No, you're not careful enough. Yeah. It's impossible. I don't care how careful you say you are. You're not careful enough because you can't be.
OpenDNS.
Dennis actually wrote a little paper because for some reason Cisco didn't remove the instructions as far as how to configure it. But
yeah.
We want you to use a safer internet. Do you ever use the HOV lanes on the highway? In Florida, they toll you, I know, but up here in Connecticut, they try to do that, but we push back on that. But an HOV lane's a little safer, right? Because you want to be a little away from the common ruck on the highway as they're screaming past you at 95 miles an hour, right? So you go on the HOV lane. It's a little safer. That's what OpenDNS is. It's going to be a safer internet for you by default.
Okay.
And it costs nothing.
But I did buy Norton because I thought I needed something. I had to get something.
Yeah. All right. You can keep that running then, but I would still tell you to run OpenDNS if you can configure it.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that then.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have another question too, really quick.
Sure.
So my block power bank charger, can I plug that in on an airport terminal and not be concerned about malware coming through the power charger that kind of leaks into my phone?
Yeah, if it's plugging into the AC outlet, yes.
Yeah, the malware isn't going to come through an AC outlet.
Not yet.
Right.
Right.
Not yet.
Okay.
But if you plug it into a USB port, that's more risky.
That is risky. Yeah. You want to have a charger of your own and plug it into an AC outlet.
Right.
And that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that's great. I had these questions here written down for such a long time, and I call, and then there's a holiday or something else that's going on, but I thank you. My last question, since I have time.
Yeah.
Since Windows is no longer checking, doing updates, I get updates on my computer. And
Windows is no longer doing updates? What are you talking about?
Well, the yellow dot that comes as you're exiting out the computer.
Yeah, that's a
yellow dot for update.
Yeah, you want to do that.
Okay, but they're not doing any kind of updates, I thought.
Who told you that?
I mean, Microsoft, the computers. They don't care about updates and...
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They want to be updated. You always want to update, frankly, everything. You want to update your doorbell cam. You want to update your refrigerator if it's got software. You want to update your phone. You want to update anything you can update with the latest iOS. You want to update. And believe it or not, Microsoft is sending out, they actually, I think it was last Tuesday, broke a record. Maybe it's two Tuesdays ago now, with the amount of updates they released because AI is attacking it so much that there's so many holes it's finding.
Yeah, they've been over the last, two or three months, they've been breaking records each month sequentially with the number of exploits they're patching. But they had to kind of explain it because it's the AI research that's generating all that.
So do your updates, and your system will update as long as it's current. So if it's Windows 11, it's current. It's going to update. If it's Windows 10 and you haven't paid for the ESU, the extended service updates, then it won't update.
Okay. I mean, I actually do. I do update them, but I just thought that with the purpose. And I want to just say one last thing, then I'll be done. I purchased a Chromebook right before everything turned over, and you said that it only can be used as a paperweight.
It's not my favorite thing. Yeah, I mean, you could. Do you love it? Do you love it or do you hate it? It's
up, no. I don't use it at all. I'm like, oh my gosh,
you don't use it at all. So I was right. Well, it's a paperweight.
There's your answer.
I thought you were going to tell me how great it is and how what a great product it's been for you, but no, it's just sitting there in a box, huh?
Well, I took it out and I put my Gmail account on it, and
that's it.
Then I don't even want that my Gmail account on it, you know, because now everything's tied to it. It's like I don't want that.
Well, it's a fine device if you can find a use for it. The problem is a lot of the apps are designed for mobile phones and they're just not that good in the Chromebook. So like if you have a banking app, let's say, right, and you want to use it on your Chromebook, for some reason the Chromebook app version of that banking app is garbage compared to your phone. It happens on a lot of apps when it comes to Chromebooks. Eventually, when we go to Android operating systems on everything, that's where we're going to end up. And everything will be appified, and Dennis and I will have to find something else to do. Our cheese will have been moved. All right, Adrian.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. This is great stuff.
Our pleasure, and thank you for listening.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Sure. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Adrian from Florida. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Four lines open for you. Feel free to get online. Everything's been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. Dennis has been doing it during the program. Because, I mean, last guy, the guy was like, when are we going to get that link up there? Remember? He's like, how fast are we going to get it?
Yeah.
We're going to get it to you now.
We're up to date right now.
Yeah. And, of course, Mike G's posted everything over on our Computer Talk with Tab Facebook page there. It's the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. And, of course, if you follow us on X, it'll be out there at Tab Computer Sys. We'll be right back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.